Hello, everyone. How are you doing today? Are you doing good? I hope you are. I'm going to ask each and every single one of you how you're doing. Welcome to the recorded answers of Cupcakes AMA. I am your cupcake. What the fuck is wrong with me? Oh my god. Manic as fuck right now, so I figured I might as well record this even though it's a little bit early. But better early than late than never. Anyways, there will be lots of random bouts of laughter. Anyways, let us get this started, shall we? The first questions are from Miss Come Hungry Princess. And hello, dear. How are you doing today? Are you doing well? I hope you're doing good. Oh my god, I'm weird. Anyways, the first question. If you had to lick frosting off of one GWA star, what flavor of frosting would it be and why? And I have to answer that as chocolate frosting. Also, when I first read this question, I thought you were also asking which GWA star I would be licking it off of. And I was like, oh, you want me to name drop here? But I won't. Because, But chocolate frosting. It is the only frosting that I can stomach on its own. Just like eating it straight out of a tub. Otherwise, way too much for me to handle. I used to have a horrific sweet tooth. But in the past few years, it's just like gone downhill. Okay, next question. What are your top five pet names? Oh god, there are very specific scenarios for each of these. I have discovered recently that Sweetheart, said in a genuine southern drawl, will fucking kill me. So Sweetheart, Baby Girl, Good Girl. That's three. Little One is good. Fuck, this is harder than I thought it would be. I don't know, I only have four that I can think of right now. Okay, next question. What's the scariest dream you've ever had? And this will be... I've got two that I can think of right now. One, I'm not really sure if I was completely asleep, but I heard a voice, and it was very, it was deep, but not deep at the same time, and it told me to roll over, because I was facing the wall, and behind me was just, the rest of my room. And so, I, for some reason, listened to this voice, and I rolled over, and I saw just insanely fluorescent neon blue, electric blue eyes, and a giant shadowy serpentine form on the other side of me, and it was only there for a second and then it fucking vanished. And I didn't sleep for the rest of that night. And then the other one I was thinking of is it's gonna sound weird, but if you've ever heard of Alice in Wonderland syndrome, I kind of have that. It's relapsing and recurring and just has brought up a shit ton of crazy fears that I don't like to describe. But what started that was I would have these strings of nightmares when I was really little, and I can remember them as clearly as fuck. They were all, the same theme, but they were never the same concept. There was three or four different scenarios, and they were all, the same theme, and those four or five would just repeat constantly throughout my childhood, and it was terrifying. But it was just, the main two, or actually the main three that I'm thinking of, there was one where I was dressed up in old, pure white Victorian apparel, and everything around me was white, and I was just walking along this perfectly beautiful, garden scene, And then I would pass by this alleyway, and it was playing, like, typical, extremely calm music. And then it would just... I would walk by a dark, dark alleyway, and then I would get the shit beaten out of me, backed by metal music. And then that would just continue until I woke up. I would just get up, brush myself off, and keep walking, and that would just keep happening. There was another one where it was just like this absolutely pure white kind of like, it was just like a giant bed sunk into the ground, and it just had like super fluffy down comforters everywhere, and all pure white. And when I was younger, my siblings and I would watch wrestling a lot, so I would always like just get quote-unquote laid to bed, I guess, by some wrestler. And I'm pretty sure it was a dead one. Like, just in their fucking wrestling speedo. Their uniform. With air quotes, even though nobody can see that because this is an audio. And it was really weird because they would just lay me there. And then I would, like, get up and they would do it again. And I would get up and they would do it again. And I would get up and they would do it again. I don't know why that creeped me out, but it did. Then there was another one where I was stuck, like, sitting between the small space that people typically keep between their bed and their nightstand. Again, all pure white. But there was a line of pebbles that was, like, between my bed and my nightstand. And I would try and grab one, and I would try and throw it as far as I could. And instead of me throwing it, it would just, like, fall out of my hand in a tiny, sad arc. And I would just keep doing that. I don't know why all of those freaked me out, but they have culminated in a fear that I've had for a long time. That is, if something is bigger than it should be, or smaller than it usually is, and I can see it, like, a few weeks ago, I was, like, horrifically sleep tired, and I started thinking about a bed the size of a football field, and thinking about it now is fucking me over, because it's just like, it's unsettling, and I don't like it, and I want it to go away. Why is my brain like this? Anyways, we will go to the next question, which is, what was the first GWA audio you ever listened to? And I don't remember specifically what it was. I remember the person who posted it, but I cannot remember their name at the moment. It was an Irish guy, and he doesn't post anymore, but it was just something that I never expected to like. The only reason that I ever looked up audio porn in the first place was because one of my friends used to, like, always comment about one of her friends listening to audio porn, like, as a joke. And then I looked it up, and I was like, oh shit, I actually kind of like this. And then from there, I blossomed into a little lurker. And then from there, I am now here. I'm still a lurker. But, I mean, you know, I do post things. Okay. Oh, the next one I actually had to write down, but now I have it memorized. Because, like, the first second that I read this, I was like, oh, I know exactly. And it is, describe your genitals in haiku form. And just a quick little note beforehand, anytime I hear a haiku in my head, if anybody knows Jax Films, you will know the tune that I'm hearing this to in my head, like his news and haikus. That's all I can ever think of when I think of a haiku. But I'm actually pretty decent at coming up with haikus because I have nothing to do. So I just sit around some days and I'm like, oh yeah, haikus exist. That's 575. I can do that. So, the haiku of my vagina is... That just sounds so weird. Anyways, it is, untouched by mankind, I do not know how they work. I forgot to shave. Okay. And then the next one is going to probably get lengthy. What fandoms are you a part of? Undertale, Destiny, Pokemon, Nintendo in general. I don't know if you can count, like, old cartoon shows like Chowder and Futurama and South Park and shit like that as... and Bob's Burgers and American Dad and Family Guy. I don't know if you can count those as fandoms, but yeah. Yeah, the main three that dominate my life are just Nintendo in general. Oh, also Five Nights at Freddy's. I just looked up and I have a little Foxy plushie sitting over there. And then I look down and I oh, there's also a Kylo Ren body pillow on the ground. So, Star Wars in there somewhere. Oh my god, I used to be a huge Kingdom Hearts nerd to the point where I have a Paopu fruit tattoo. My fish are named after Sans and Azriel. And then I made my own Flowies, because I'm an Undertale whore. Also, I have a Sans cosplay, and I'm working on a Kara cosplay, and I'm working on Azriel's final form as a cosplay, but Sans is my only active one at the moment. But yeah, the main three that dominate my life are Pokemon, Destiny, and Undertale. And I'm fine with that. The next question. How do you feel about feet? Feet are okay. I am not sexually attracted to feet. One of my siblings is. And that's like a topic of conversation at the dinner table because my family is weird. But I personally am not into them. They're chill, just don't put them anywhere on me, please. I don't like physical contact. The next one, cheese or sex? And I am a lactose intolerant virgin, so neither. If I had to pick one, cheese. No, I could live without cheese. If this is a live-without situation, I mean, I tried to live without masturbation, it didn't go well. The only thing I really eat cheese on is pizza, or nachos, or tacos, or burgers. If this is a which is better, I still stand in the middle. But, yeah, so, that's just a weird middle ground for me. And the next one from Come Hungry Princess is your highest upvoted audio is going to be broadcasted into space. What do the aliens get to hear? And so I will now go look and sort by top is what I wanted. Oh boy. I figured that would be it. It is the first audio that I ever did, which currently stands at 49 upvotes. And as far as play count goes, it currently sits at 3,027. But it is not my highest, which is the next rape audio I did, which is 3,141 at the moment. I still can't believe that the first audio I ever did was rape themed. I apparently did a good job. Okay. The next question are from Sir Myth of Bacon. Myth of Bacon, how are you doing? I see you are a walrus. I like walruses. They're cute. How are you doing? Okay. What have you discovered about posts of... What have you discovered about yourself listening and uploading audios on GWA? Anything that took you by surprise? I have discovered a lot of things. Mostly things that I'm into. I believe maybe, like... I only really... I mean, I knew I was into Pepe before I knew what Pepe was. Daddy Kink I just got into... in December. No, that wasn't December. No, that was March. you know, because it's a funny story. The first thing that I ever posted on Reddit was my Kylo Ren script. And there's good reason behind that. Kylo Ren is the reason that I'm into Daddy Kink. I never was into it before. And I went to go see that movie. I went to go see The Force Awakens. And when it got to the "I can take anything I want" line, the first thing that was that came into my mind was, "Oh, you can take me anytime you want, Daddy." And I'm just like, "Oh my god, no." And from there it became an unstoppable wrecking ball, and now I'm just... Okay. Anything that took me by surprise, that people actually like listening to my voice, because I don't. I'm kind of surprised that I've made a few friends, kind of, off BWA. Kind of, a little bit, maybe. I don't know. Maybe one. Yeah, there's nothing really that surprised me other than that. I'm surprised with, like, being able to talk to some of the people that I've been listening to for almost a year. Because that's kind of weird to put it in perspective. Like, I've silently been listening, well, not so silently, been listening to you jack off for almost a year. And then I'm just talking to you like you're a normal person. Because, I mean, everybody's a normal person. Look at me. Well, I'm far from normal, but we're all just normal people. And, I mean, I guess it would be weird to get the idolizing. It would be weird to get that. I haven't personally had it happen too much, but I've had a few instances where I'm just like, oh my god, I'm actually talking to them. Oh my god, they're actually talking to me. Oh my god, this is happening. Oh my god. I don't know. I'm just, that's about it. Okay, so the next questions are from ball_or_truth. And hello, ma'am. How you doing? How you doing? You doing good? You doing good? You doing good? Hello? Hi. Okay. Three questions from you, madam. What is a bad habit that you want to break but are struggling with? My excessive swearing is an issue. I am aware of that. And as much as I want to break it, it's a part of me. Like, for fuck's sake, it's half of my personality. The word fuck is half of my vocabulary. I'm not even fucking kidding. If you count how many times I say fuck in this, it's probably more times than I've ever orgasmed in my life. Oh my god. Okay. Next question. What is your favorite cupcake and frosting combination? I have always been a fan of just the classic yellow cake and chocolate frosting, but my personal favorite is just plain old red velvet and cream cheese, because you can't fucking go wrong with red velvet and cream cheese. You really can't. My personification of a cupcake is a red velvet cupcake with cream cheese frosting and little red sugar crystal sprinkles. And the wrapper on my cupcake is red with white polka dots, and I've put a lot of thought into this. I am a delicious, lovely, talking cupcake. I can't tell if I'm a 4-foot cupcake or a normal-sized cupcake. Maybe I'm like a muffin-sized cupcake. That'd be great. And then I have cream cheese filling. Cream cheese frosting filling, that is. Oh boy. I promise you I'm not drunk. That just happens. It runs in the family. Anyways, the last one from Ball or Truth. White cotton panties, boring or titillating? For me personally, white just gives off an air of innocence, which is why I never, ever, 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 ever wear white. Ever. white is just asking to be stained by the fucking hand of Satan. But, I mean, I personally don't like them, but if other people like them, you do you, boo. I would prefer black. My bed sheets are black. Ever so lovely. Okay. Next questions are from Vector_Jockey. Hello, sir. How you doing? Are you doing good? That's good. If you're not doing good, I'm sorry. Anyways. What has been the most rewarding part of being in this community? It's given me a lot of self-confidence. It comes in bursts, but, I mean, it happens. It's given me a lot of opportunities to talk to other people who are in the same boat as me. Introverted sexual fiends. Oh my god. Like I said, I've made, like, maybe 2 friends. I've talked to people, which is nice, just in general. Okay. Next question. What is an expectation / preconception of this community that has changed, that is changed? Jesus, I can't talk. That has changed since you started producing content. I expected for nobody to like anything that I do, and then I realized that my 2 highest audios both have over 3,000 plays, and I'm like, holy shit. Within, like, 3 months for the one, and I don't even know how long for the other, and those crickets are really getting on my nerves. It's like 3 months for both of them, and it's like, wow. That's like a general consensus, goddammit. It's like 1,000 a month. Kind of, almost, not really. Because the one got like 1,000 plays within... Fuck, I'm pretty sure... Yeah, this was like... The first audio that I ever did was over 1,000 plays in less than 2 days. And that was kind of shocking, because I didn't expect shit from any of this. I expected people to just do what they do normally and ignore me and pretend I don't exist. But I'm glad to say that that hasn't happened much yet that I know of, but... Oh, I'm such an awkward little turtle. Awkward little cupcake. I just expected to fade in with the crowd, and I kind of have, but I also kind of haven't, because I am me, and there's no other person like me, so you can't really fade into a crowd when you're truthfully one of a kind. That's kind of a good way to think of life. Anyways, next questions are from Lottie Squeaks. Squeaky, squeaky. Hello, squeaky, squeaky. How are you doing, squeaky, squeaky? Would you like to be my squeaky, squeaky? Can I squeak you? More squeaky, squeaky? Okay. Anyways, Miss Lottie. Fuck, marry, kill. Your first question? Batman, Superman, Spider-Man. I would kill Batman. Because I fucking hate Batman. Which is funny, because my first quote-unquote cosplay was Batgirl. And I still have the shirt from that. I still have a lot of parts from that. Leggings, pantyhose, I wore pantyhose under the leggings because the leggings were, like, the stick-to-you kind, and not, well, I mean, all leggings are stick-to-you kind, but they were, like, thin material. So, I had pantyhose under them, which also served as my socks. And I have the shirt still, and I have the cape still. I also believe I have the cowl still. But yeah, I fucking hate Batman. Somebody once tried to convince me that Batman was better than Goku, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Okay. I would marry Spider-Man, because, I don't know, that'd probably lead to a lot of interesting opportunities. And I would fuck Superman, because I feel like that's something you can only survive once. It probably is. Okay. Second question. What fictional character death hurt you the most? Now, I personally try to avoid fictional character deaths nowadays, but when I was younger, I was really, 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 really into the Warriors series. I don't remember who fuck wrote them, but it was a series of books about cats who were in, like, separate clans, and I can't for the life of me remember how to explain it properly. It was weird. It was like each little clan had their leaders and everything, and if you know what I'm talking about, you know how hard it is to explain this. But I can't for... Oh, excuse me. I can't for the life of me remember what the fucking cat's name was, but it was the asshole cat who was like, he was just such a dick to everybody, and then he found a mate. And they were laying on a rock in the sun together, and his mate got bitten by a snake, a venomous snake, and she died. And it killed me so much because he was such a dick to everybody, and he found the one person who he liked and the one person who he could just deal with, and that was the first time I ever cried over a book. I want to say that it was... I can't remember. I honestly, it's been so long and my memory is so bad. You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna look it up right now. I think it was in, like, the... I can't remember. I'm looking up, like, a deaths list. Deaths in all the Warrior books. No! No, it won't let me reach the website. God damn it. Maybe this one? Yeah, there was that. Wait, what? When did he die? Aww. Was it? No. 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 No, it wasn't her. No, it wasn't this one. No. Fuck. Was it this one? Oh, it was Honeyfern. Honeyfern, who was... I knew it was Barry something. I knew it was. Oh my god. Yeah, I'm pretty fucking sure this is the one I'm thinking of. It was Honeyfern, and her mate was Barry Nose. I knew it was Barry something. I knew his fucking name was Barry something. It was Barry Nose, I believe, according to this, but... Like, Barry Nose was a fucking dick. And he didn't like anybody. And nobody liked him, really, because he was a dick. And then he found his mate, and he was so happy, and then it was just, everything just went to shit. And it was sad. I'm about to cry right now, because I'm remembering my pain. It was so sad. Ah! It was so sad. Oh, Honeyfern, why? Anyway, next question. What was your favorite book as a child? What's your favorite book now? My favorite series as a child the Warrior Cats. I don't read too much nowadays because I write shit and I don't have time to read and write at the same time because I already have to read over the shit that I write in the first place. Honestly, the last book I picked up was Grey's Anatomy. If that's the book I'm thinking of, it might be. My mother gave me some book for she got me, like, I'm pretty sure it was Grey's Anatomy. It was a really fucking big, hardcover, thick book that weighed, like, 5 pounds. Not even, it was like, oh god, it was fucking heavy. But that was, like, the last legit book that I've ever touched. That was a few weeks ago. And I only got, like, 2 pages into it, and I was like, because I was just so bored. I can't really get into books that easily. Like, I will skim through a book, and if nothing catches my attention, I'm just like, yeah, this isn't worth my time. It's really not worth my time. And it's not worth wasting money on either if you end up with a book you don't want to read. Because God knows I've had that happen a lot.
Oh boy. Okay. The next one. You have a time machine, and you can go back or forward in time to see any one musical performance. Where/when do you go, and who do you see? Oh, fuck. I know exactly. This is gonna seem stupid, but, oh, I think... I can't remember where it was. I can't remember when it was. But it was at some convention. And it was Ninja Sex Party, and Starbomb, and... I think that was it, maybe. But, like, to have all of those people in one area, like, those are some of my favorite people in the world. And I would love to eventually one day go somewhere and just, like, fucking spend a shitload of money and just sit there for a few hours and listen to some adorable idiots sing about dicks and butts and video game characters and covers of 80s songs that will make me cry because they're so beautiful. That's, I think it was RTX last year, I believe. I can't, it might have been this past year, I can't fucking remember for shit, but, yeah, that would be it. If not them, Panic at the Disco, from earlier this year, my friend went, I can't remember when, but... The next question, would you rather eat the world's hottest pepper or stick your tongue to a frozen flagpole? I am a pansy when it comes to hot things. I can eat cold things all day, every day, any day. But ketchup is spicy to me. I still love it, but... I can barely even think of eating, like, even though everyone tells me that they're not hot, I can't even, like... think of eating a bell pepper, because I'm just like, what if they're lying? I would stick my tongue to a frozen flagpole, because I know how to fix that. It's rather easy. Fixing hot peppers is not. It's agonizing pain that goes through your entire body. Next question. What's the nicest thing anyone's ever said about you on GWA? I couldn't think of anything to put here. There's like 5 minutes that I cut out before this of just like looking through old things to see what people have said, and the general, the gist of it is people get lost in audios, and it's kind of an honor to have that happen, because then you pull shit out of nowhere and they don't expect it, and they're just like, oh my god, that was so perfect, and Okay. Everything you are wearing right now is suddenly edible. What kind of flavors would you be wearing at the moment? I would like to think that if my clothes became edible, I would be wearing nothing but stuffed crust cheese pizza. But based on colors, if you want to go by, like, just the colors of my clothes, I would be wearing a raspberry-flavored shirt. I'm gonna go with blackberry bra and pants. Because they're both black, and I don't want to say black licorice. Maybe grape. As far as underwear go, that would be the cotton candy, because they're light blue. But if I had to go primarily with what my clothes would turn into if they suddenly turned edible, stuffed crust cheese pizza. All the way. All the fucking way. Okay, fill in the blanks. Blank in the streets, blank in the sheets. I want to say anxiety in the streets and disappointment in the sheets. Oh my god. Innocent in the streets and fucked up in the sheets is what I'm gonna go with, even though that's basically the normal saying of it. I don't know. I can't words good right now. The last question from Miss Lottie Squeaks is, who from GWA would you like to play strip poker with? I'm going to choose 5 other people, because 6 is just a good number in my head. Besides myself, Super Secret Secret Alt, would be fantastic to play strip poker with, even though he'd probably... I'd probably get very distracted. Everdistant Utopia, definitely. Also probably very distracted. Fuck. It's probably gonna just be, like, all guys that I'm thinking of. Fuck. Holy Fictional. I'm just, like, picking my favorite GWA people. Wes Bay Ray, whose questions are next, which is funny. And fifth person. I'm gonna throw in Please Mom Don't Listen. And if I could get quintuple teamed by all of them, that'd be great. I'd suck at poker, so I would just like purposely fuck up and just end up sitting there naked and just wait. Just like loser gets fucked in every hole. And then I'm just like, yeah, no, here's what I have. Just, like, flop it on the table, like, how do you poker? And then, ah, that would be a great orgy. Oh, my God. That would be fan-fucking-tastic right there. Anyways, speaking of Wes Bay Ray, here's Wes Bay Ray. Hello, Ray. Hi, how you doing? You doing good? You doing good? I'll take that as a yes. Your first question, sir, is spicy food or seafood? And it's funny, because I hate both. I say it's funny because I lived in a very... Well, I lived on an island in Virginia, which sucked because it was a tourist town, and I hate tourists. Because assholes. And I lived there for almost 10 years, and I fucking hated it. But... just being in Virginia, there's fucking seafood. That's all. You just fucking seafood. I hated it. I can only do certain types of fish. I cannot do crab, any type of shellfish. I've tried. I hate it. I would take spicy food over seafood. But don't give me spicy seafood. I will kill you. Next one. Sex or being a wizard? I can't really see any pros to being a wizard. I can see a lot of cons coming from sex. Like children. But I'm gonna take sex over being a wizard. Because I don't know. Wizards aren't really a big part of my life. I'm not a Harry Potter fan. There, I said it. What is your fantasy life? What kind of world is it in? What are your surroundings like? And what is your profession? In my fucking perfect world, I play video games for a living. I am surrounded by nothing but constant pizza, tacos, burgers, french fries, tater tots, bacon, and cupcakes, and cakes of all varieties, and cinnamon buns. What kind of world is it in? A world where people can be them fucking selves without having to worry about being lynched or, just fucking just destroyed in any way because of who they are. Because, you know, I'm kind of susceptible to that myself. But that's only in a perfect world, and perfect worlds don't exist. Next question. Which video game or movie character has the sexiest voice you've ever heard? Kylo Ren has a sexy voice. Lord Shax from Destiny has a sexy voice. Lord Saladin from Destiny has a sexy voice. Kate has a sexy voice. Zavala has a sexy voice. That's about it. Oh my god. There is a character, this is Destiny, if you know what I'm talking about, if you know the voice actor who does this voice, please send me her work and I will love you forever. There is a Titan in the Sunbreaker quest line. When you finally get to the Burning Shrine and you get your Sunbreaker subclass and everything like that, I cannot for the life of me remember her name. I believe it's Oros. I could be wrong. But, oh, fuck. I honestly could find that out right now, because my Titan has the Sunbreaker class ready to start the quest line for. But, like, oh my god, she has an amazing voice. And it's just like, why are you only there? I want more. Oh my god. Yeah, that's about it though. If you had a secret room in your house dedicated only to having sex, where would the secret door to it be, and what would it look like, and what would be in there? Everything in your wildest fucking imagination, all of the whips, ties, chains, gags, restraints, everything would be in there. Everything for your greatest fantasies and worst nightmares all wrapped into one. And the door to it would be in my closet, because that's where I spend most of my time. The scheme of it would be black and red, because those are my two favorite colors. Red primarily and black is a secondary color. Velvety things everywhere. Flower petals. Body safe candles. Various beds and areas for getting screwed. Oh, just so many wonderful things. Also, as many power strips as you have cells. Okay. The next questions here are from Little Mako, or Little Mako, probably, maybe. Hi. How you doing? You doing good? Doing good. Okay. If you were an actual cupcake, what kind would you be? As I said previously, red velvet with a red-based white polka-dotted wrapper, cream cheese frosting, red sugar sprinkles, with a little purple and white, like light purple and white striped candle, constantly aflame, yet never dripping. Frosting or icing? I prefer frosting only because it, you know, doesn't taste like shit. I hate most types of cookie icing. I hate them. I cannot stand them. Next one. What is your favorite album? Additionally, top three songs. I almost said thongs. Currently stuck in your head. I will do the first three songs first, because I always and forever have Spoon Man stuck in my head. The other day, I have so many songs stuck in my head all day, but Spoon Man just plays, like, fucking elevator music. Constantly. I hate it, but I also love it. At any given point in time, I will have a Panic at the Disco song stuck in my head. At the moment, it is a culmination of Sarah Smiles, House of Memories, Trade Mistakes, and things have... Goddammit. Things have changed. Also, Don't Threaten Me with a Good Time. And third, for some fucking reason, I think I remember reading a comment about this on fucking somebody else's AMA. Fucking Pocket Full of Sunshine is now stuck in my head. God damn it. Okay. And the last few questions are from Food and Guns. Hello. How are you doing today? Are you doing good? That's good. And this is another flavor question. You're naughty, so what flavor is naughty? Naughty is red velvet flavored, because it's like the most seductive of cupcakes. Red velvet can be dressed up in anything and still look amazing. I have a weakness for red velvet. You can either have Nutella or peanut butter for the rest of your life. What do you choose? Peanut butter, because Nutella is Satan. Nutella is not Satan. Nutella is okay on some things. I once made a waffle sandwich with waffles as the bread, obviously. Nutella, butter, and syrup. And it was very good. is good on some things, but I hate how, like, people worship it. Like, it's just a spread. You don't see people worshiping jelly. Maybe you do. I could be wrong on that. I know a few people who would worship jelly. Next question. Do you bake? And if so, what do you bake? I try not to bake too often because I suck at baking, like, from scratch. I'm usually only good with box cake mixes. But anything ranging from your general cakes and cupcakes to cookies, muffins, just general desserts. Nothing too fancy, but there's that. Okay. Next question. What is your opinion on, I almost just said this the way that I always hear it in my head, lingerie. I always hear lingerie in my head as lingerie. Because that's what it fucking looks like. I personally would look like a stuffed sausage should I try and put some on. It's underappreciated because usually people don't really take the time to look at it and appreciate it. They just rip it off and fuck. I much prefer just seeing naked people. Because, I mean, why put something in the way of that? Like, yeah, it looks good, but still. You're just gonna end up naked anyways. Unless it's got a genital hole, which it might. Crotchless lingerie. That's gotta be a thing, right? It's gotta be. Pretty sure I've seen some anyways. And the last question. What was the funniest thing you remember hearing slash reading on GWA slash backstage? The funniest thing that I ever remember reading on backstage, I fucking wrote out myself. It's the only thing I can think of. It was a conversation about cocktails, like the drink. And I was like, I don't know if I like cocktails, but I know I like cocktails. Like a tale about a cock. A story of a rooster. A novel about a penis. Oh my goodness. The funniest thing I remember hearing on GWA was, I believe, the first person who dragged me into this world. I cannot for the life of me remember his name, but there was one audio of his where he had a really thick accent and he went to go say Tasty Juices, but it came out as Tasty Juices. I still laugh about that to this day, almost a year later, because it's so funny to me. Oh my god, Tasty Juices. Oh my god, this is long. It's so long. And who knows if I'm gonna get more questions by the time the AMA closes. If not, I'll probably end up recording, like, some random question generator bullshit. I don't know. I don't feel like an hour is long enough for an AMA, because I have a feeling that fucking Avalanche is gonna be like 3 hours long with how many questions he got, and I'm kind of like, man, I wish I got that many questions, but at the same time I'm like, no, I don't. I really am glad I didn't get that many questions. Oh my god, because I've been here since like almost 6 o'clock trying to record this shit, and I had to start over like 17 fucking times. Okay, but I have been your cupcake, and I hope you enjoyed this AMA recording. And if you did not, fuck you. Okay. If you have not enjoyed this recording, you can take yourself and fuck yourself with yourself. You'd probably enjoy that. I'm not that evil. Okay. Bye, everybody. I love you.